That's actually the highest traffic count for any two-lane rural section of US 30, and frankly, in almost pretty much anywhere in the state. So we realize that there is a need there, but for us to build a four-lane section of road between the two communities and not have any four-lane go in either direction, there's just some question out there as to whether or not that's good planning and use of dollars. It seemed to be more beneficial to the overall cause for 30 to start in Ogden, where we know there's a four-lane, and just start building it west with the intent to continue moving west.